This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. All 50 states have some sort of cottage food law, which allows the average person to, say, sell things like homemade brownies at a school fundraiser without having to go through a food inspection. But some states are expanding beyond the bake sale when it comes to what kinds of foods can be sold this way. For example, in Wyoming, new local stores are giving farmers another venue to sell their vegetables, fruits, and meat. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
Up on a little hill, just outside the small town of Lander, Wyoming, two pigs munch on bits of sourdough bread near stacks of hay bales.
Well, these are some of the luckier pigs in the county.
That's Anna Schmetz, a local farmer.
They have access to some corn, but they're raised mostly on scraps from the local restaurants, so extras from the bakery, the Chinese restaurant in town.
Schmetz has been a farmer and rancher for 12 years, and now she has a new way to access consumers, Meadowlark Market, a new local food store a couple miles down the road. The market is in an airy brick building on Main Street. It's opening day, and shoppers browse shelves stocked with locally made crusty baguettes and bushels of fresh basil. And in the freezer, lamb, chicken, pork.
I really love good meat, well-grown meat, and I love lamb, which is not easy to find in our Safeway.
That's Sue Obedient. She's perusing a display of seasonings on a long wooden table in the center of the room. She lives just a couple blocks away.
And I'm very excited that it's easy to get here and affordable.
Meadowlark is designed to be a year-round one-stop shop for customers. Melissa Hempkin helped start the store and says it's easy for producers, too.
Provides them a lot more flexibility. They may have young kids. They got to go feed their cows. They don't need to be here to sell their product.
Hempkin runs a poultry hatchery 4 miles outside of town and has a full-time job at the local community college.
And I don't have time to run an egg route. I get requested a lot for eggs, but I'm not able to deliver or really even set a time often that I'll be home for eggs.
Hempkin says farmers markets are a great place to meet customers, but they're typically only once a week. And it's a lot of work to set up and break down a booth. Being able to sell her products at the store is a real time saver.
Meadowlark will just make it way easier. I can just say, hey, go down to Meadowlark. Whatever I have available is down there.
This kind of space is possible because of the Wyoming Food Freedom Act. Under the law, producers can sell a wide range of foods without licenses or certifications, as long as the consumer is properly informed about the food's source. That's a big difference from most typical cottage food laws, which are often restricted to things like breads, jams, and baked goods. And a 2023 amendment to the Wyoming law now allows for a store like Meadowlark to serve as what's called a designated agent to sell these products.
Meadowlark never purchases it. They just hold it in their space as and then they're the designated agent to sell it for me as a producer.
The market takes up to a 25% commission from all sales. Hempkin says Meadowlark also has a commercial kitchen that producers can rent.
As the businesses are looking to scale up, they can't fit anymore in their home kitchen, or they just need to separate family and business a little bit. They can come here for whatever hours they need.
A cucumber farmer could come here to pickle, or a dairy producer could use the kitchen to make yogurt. The commercial certification then allows the farmer to sell that product to bigger grocery stores. As customer Sue Obedient checks out, she's excited about all her finds. But she says there was one product missing. She loves Farmer Fred's sauerkraut, but there's only the green cabbage version for sale right now.
This is the best sauerkraut in town. I'd buy the big bucket, except for I want the purple stuff.
She says that's all the more reason to come back again soon. In Lander, Wyoming, I'm Hannah Haberman for Marketplace.